So you had a girlfriend teach you that? With the children, did you ever use a child care center in the area?
No, we didn't have no child care centers. You would have to have a babysitter if you wanted. You know, we could get babysitters, because I remember one time I went to San Diego and I got a babysitter to stay with the children. We came back the same night, just was gone for the evening, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get babysitters, but no child care centers. We didn't know what that was.
And you had your mother with you. How did she seem to...
Along with them. Oh, she got along fine. She got along fine with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did the kids seem to...
They love that grandmother. Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, she didn't have any trouble. Mm-mm. See, because my husband was there with her, you know, most of the time, too, you know. Uh-huh. So that made things real nice.
Yeah. What did you do with the time that you had... off. And you've told me some of
this
stuff, but was there ever any spare time after the...
No, it wasn't any spare time. I could always find something to do, you know, to keep ahead. It wasn't no spare time. I would rest, one thing. I would try and get some rest if I had, you know, a little extra time. Mm-hmm. That'd be the biggest thing. But, you know, it's always something to do. Especially when it's children. Mm-hmm.
Were you able to have family activities and things with...
Yes, we had family. We find time for that. Mm-hmm. Oh,
what
yes.
What kind of things would you be doing?
Well, we'd go on picnics, like that, and they'd go to the circus. I didn't go, but their father would go with them, you know, take them to the circus when they come. Uh-huh. And they'd go to the shows, go to shows Sunday evening after they come from church. Mm-hmm. They go to shows and things. We'd let them go to a show Sunday afternoon.
Was there a special theater or anything?
Yeah, it was right in the neighborhood. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Just around the corner. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. On Vernon Avenue.
That's not the Orpheum?
No.
That's in another part.
Yeah, that's in another part of town. Uh-huh. Yeah. The Orpheum was on Central. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And also... What is one at 23rd? Lincoln was on 23rd and Central. Mm-hmm. But we had a theater. They used to go there sometime, too, if it is something special. But they loved to go around the corner on Vernon. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They had nice pictures there.
Did you ever have any, do anything in your time off with the people you worked with? Or?
No. Uh-huh. No.
Wasn't
any? You had no time for that.
Did you were making more money than you'd made before?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Than I'd made, period, because that was my first job.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Except for you just had that one little time of that few years of doing the cooking.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was
been back a ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, quite a ways back. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was before I married, even.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're making 65 cents an hour
to start with. Uh-huh, to start with. Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
did they give you raises?
Yes, we got raises. Mm-hmm. I think I finally went up to $1.05 an hour. Uh-huh. And that was good for that time, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get paid more for overtime on that sixth day? Or?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. If you work overtime, you know, you get paid for overtime. Mm-hmm. 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 You know, one time we were working 10 hours a day.
When was that? How long?
During the war.
To do that for? Was that?
Well, I imagine that was in 1943. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. When we started working 10 hours a day. I did that for about 6 months.
That was quite a period.
It was, honey. From 41 to 44 was quite a period. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you'd be working 10 hours a day, and would that also be 6 days a week then?
6 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
10 hours a day, 6 days. I guess I was young. I could take it.
Did you have ideas for what you wanted to do with this money that you were making?
Yeah, well, it went towards the household, you know, to help uh-huh. with the children because they were getting older. They needed more things, you know. And, it's just a big hill.
Did it seem to make a big difference?
It did. It did make a big difference. Yes, made a big difference. Made you feel good to be able to buy some of the little things that you want to, you know. Yes.
Was there anything, did you, I understand what you're saying with them being, starting to get into being teenagers.
Yes.
And so forth, that is more expensive.
That's right, more expense.
Was there anything left over to save or?
Yeah, we had a small saving. Yeah, we always managed to save a little bit for a rainy day, you know.
Was it sort of emergency
money? It was mostly emergency money. Yes, because you didn't get that much.
When you went to work at North American, did you think of it as a job that you would have after the war?
I had thought about it, you see, but after we were laid off, they called us all back, but they wanted me to work swing, and so they said they didn't have no other opening but swing, so I didn't go back because I knew I couldn't work swing.
During the war itself, did it seem like there might be jobs there, though, or after the war?
Yes, yes.
So it seemed like there might be...
Yeah. Now, a lot of the girls, they went back, they worked the swing shift, and they stayed there for... One girl stayed there 28 years altogether, you know. Yeah, it was still jobs if you could just take the shift that they wanted to put you on.
And when the, say, in like 43, when you would think about the future... Did it seem likely that there would be work, or it seemed like that would be something, a possibility?
Well, I thought it was a possibility. I didn't know after the war would be over with, you know. I thought it was a possibility that it might be a little work there. So it was, but like I said, they wanted to put me on swing, and I just couldn't take swing.
And was there a time when things seemed to be gearing down at North American as the war was, say, like in 44 or 45? Did there seem to be peaks? I mean, you're talking about this time when you're working 10 hours a day. I guess that was a peak. did it ever seem to kind of start to trail off during the war?
Well, I don't think so. It didn't start trailing off until they announced the war was over with.
So it was sort of sudden?
Sudden. It was a sudden deal. Yes. Everything happened all of a sudden.
Now, what happened when they announced the war was over?
Well, everybody was happy. Yeah, they were happy the war was over with.
Did you have any relatives that were fighting?
No. Not after, I don't think I did, unless I had an uncle who had some boys. I think my uncle's, a couple of his boys was in the service. But he lived back in Louisiana, and I think they did go, two of them went to the service and came back. They were in that wartime.
So when you said that you went to work to help the country, you didn't have, though, anyone real?
No, I didn't have anyone, no. Fighting, you know, in the service at that time, because my children wasn't old enough.
Yeah. Had you ever heard of the Negro Victory Committee here in Los Angeles? And they got involved in getting people to work.
They did?
During the war.
During the war?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I don't remember hearing that.
Did, when you were thinking about working there, you said, you know, that it was sort of sudden when the war ended and the break came. How long was it after the announcing of the war that they started laying people off?
Oh, right away. Mm-hmm. Let's see, the war was over with in 44. Was that August?
In August of 45.
Uh-huh, 45. Yeah, August in 45. Well, I think I got laid off August, September. I think I got laid off that October.
And did they do everybody at once, or was it gradually?
Gradually, you know, they were gradually laying off. And it would be such a group, you know, at the time.
So it was gradual, but it was in groups?
In groups, yes, uh-huh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Were both men and women being
Yes, right yes, off? Both men and women, uh-huh, yeah.
What did they tell you?
Well, they say that, you know, the war was over with, and they appreciate our service for working and everything, and if things would pick up or something, that we probably would be called back, you know, if we wanted to work. But for the time being, that was it.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about it?
Well, I knew it was coming, so I said, well, work while I could. This is it. Yes.
Did what ways did your life change immediately after that layoff?
Well, I didn't have as much money I could handle.
Uh-huh.
For one thing,
uh-huh.
I had to, you know, you just had to economize.
Did you think about going back to work right away, or?
No, not right away. I just waited to see if they would call me back. I drawed on employment, which helped. That helped. I drawed on employment. I forget for how long. But
did they tell you at the plant that you could do that?
Yes,
Did they give you any kind of...
Oh, yes, you could go, you know, they you know, you had a pink slip that you could take to the unemployment place.
Which one did you go to?
I'm trying to think, where was this unemployment place? That's somewhere downtown. I can't remember just where it was. But anyway, I drawed unemployment as long as I could. Then I just decided, well, I just stay home for a while. And 1951, Lockheed was hiring. And another friend of mine, she went because she had worked at Douglas during the war and was hired, and she persuaded me to come on to Lockheed. So when I went, I was hired, and I stayed there 21 years.
Well, it sounds like we've gotten up to the end of the war years.
Yeah, the war years,
I'll stop the tape for now.
Okay.